Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, and I am so ready for the NBA playoffs to get underway this weekend. But right now, we're going to focus our attention on some college football news and notes, specifically out of the Big 12 Conference and the Oklahoma Sooners. Of course, OU returned to action last Saturday for their annual spring game. They had a nice crowd on hand, over 42,000, to get a sneak peek at the 2015 Sooners. So anxious to get the takeaways from our next guest, and that, of course, he is absolutely one of my favorites. That is James Hale from OU Insider and 1400 KREF. He is a legend in the state of Oklahoma. Good evening, James.
Oh, E, that's very nice of you to say, and, you know, I appreciate that, And the only bad thing about being on radio, it's a hot day, I don't get to see you in that sundress. So that's the only bad thing about doing the show with you on radio.
So what are you singing, James? You miss me?
I miss you. I mean, and every time you come into town with that beautiful smile, and then what's cool about it, your husband hit a home run when he got you to say yes, because, hey, you guys can talk baseball, football, and you can hang in the right with him and his buddies. So that's really cool.
That is. Okay, so James Hale, of course, is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. And so let's get your takeaways from the spring game. And first, at the forefront of my mind, is the quarterback position. What did you learn from this year's spring game?
Well, everybody came out of the spring game. I think some people were disappointed in how the quarterbacks played. They did throw four interceptions, and they forced throws into coverage on those picks, and I was more impressed that the DBs have progressed enough that they actually made plays on plays they could make, which they didn't do last year at all. I mean, they could have stopped a number of drives last year if they could have just caught the ball. This year, they did make those catches, and I was more impressed about that. Baker Mayfield still finished 10 out of 13 for 128 yards or something like that, and had a pretty good day. 10 out of 13, we'll take it. Especially when you find out that he hasn't made those mistakes in any practices this year. He's been good with the football. He hasn't forced the football downfield. I thought Trevor was okay. Trevor was like 7 for 13. Cody Thomas had similar stats. Justice Hanson, their rookie quarterback, their freshman, redshirt freshman, was 5 for 5, and I thought actually looked the second best behind Baker. Now, they're going to say coming out of spring that it's still a four-quarterback race and that the summer – they're going to go through the summer and training camp. In reality, in my opinion, you know, I think Baker Mayfield is winning the job. I think Justin Hanson showed them that he's good enough. He's come along far enough that he wants to be a real contender for at least a backup. And we'll see what they do in the future. I think Trevor's really getting pushed for that starting job now. And I'd say I know they're going to say that they don't have a starter after today. Today's the final. If that's a Thursday's practice, you know, but I think when they get into it, that they'll really break it down and I think Mayfield will be the leader coming out of the spring.
James Hale with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, you can check out his work at OUinsider.com and also KREF 1400 in Norman, Oklahoma. Tell me a little bit about, you're talking about the numbers. I mean, Baker Mayfield, 10 for 13 for 176 yards, a touchdown. He did have two interceptions. What can you share about his background?
Well, you know, he had a great year at Tech his freshman year. He walks on, he wins the job. He gets hurt, they replace him, he wins the job back. And he won a lot of football games for Tech. He was the Big 12 Freshman Player of the Year. Why Texas Tech didn't try to keep him and didn't scholarship him and didn't act like they really wanted him on the team is a mystery to me. He's really good. He's talented, and he's really smart. He's improved his strength, and he's a better athlete today than he was when he first came into the program. He's quick with reads. He's quick with getting the ball out of his hands, control every pass. And he's a really good team leader. The team really rallies around him. He hasn't been named the starting quarterback, but last year when he walked on and he had to sit out basically because of NCAA rules, on his own dime, he traveled to every single road game, and that was – also to West Virginia. I mean, no matter where they went, he went. And that included Texas Tech, where he got a lot of abuse from the fans and things last year. So he's a team leader. The team really believes in him. And I think it's becoming his team. Now, Trevor's still in this race. And Trevor still can win this race. But all sides are pointing to Baker Mayfield actually winning it. And you know, we'll see what happens in the summer and what happens in training camp.
Okay, so James, we're looking at what, four quarterbacks. You got Baker Mayfield, you got Trevor Knight, and I just think back to the days of Landry Jones. It just seems like there's been a lot of inconsistency in terms of this turnover, this churning of all these different quarterbacks. When is Oklahoma going to settle in on one quarterback? How can we make that happen?
They have to do it. They have to do it. You can't rep four quarterbacks. And that's why I'm surprised they haven't named at least two, or they didn't name at least two during the spring. I thought midway through we would hear, okay, these two guys have kind of separated themselves. Bob doesn't like to do that. Bob has always tried to keep competition going in the spring and in the summer and in training camp. And that's what he wants to do again. But once they get to training camp, either they have to go with two quarterbacks, and then about 2 weeks later, they've got to name one because that guy has to start getting the reps. And so they can tell us they've got four going, but I think in reality, it's a Mayfield-Knight battle with Hansen trying to make a charge, and I think that's how they're going to go into the summer.
Okay, you're listening to James Hill right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, our go-to guy when we have got to talk Sooner Athletics. Give me the skinny on OU's new offensive coordinator, Lincoln Riley. What has he shown you?
Well, because you're a pretty girl, you're going to like him. All the pretty girls in my life.
Whatever.
So he's a handsome guy, I guess, but he's happily married. He's got a little girl, and he's a real bright guy, energetic guy. He's young, and he acts young. He's got a lot of energy. He's all over the place in recruiting, and that what I mean by that is if another coach needs him to call, he's right on it. He's got his offense. He's very confident in his offense. It's going to be the Howl Mummy, Mike Leach offense with more of a running emphasis with it. Tempo is the name of the game. He wants to get plays off in 10 to 12 to 13 seconds. He's got systems in place to get receivers on the field, running backs on the field if a play goes downfield. And he's really confident that he can move the ball against anybody. By his own admission, even though he had good players at East Carolina and a great run at East Carolina, he's never had the talent to work with either at Texas Tech or East Carolina that he has at Oklahoma. So I think he's licking his chops. He said, if I could move the ball at those two spots, and they have good players there, but you don't have a Samaje Perine at your disposal here, or a D.D. Westbrook, or a Sterling Shepard, and he's licking his chops to see what he can do with this offense in a real game.
Okay, I think the Sooners are licking their chops on Jeffrey Meade. I mean, he had a breakout game, didn't he, in that OU white scrimmage? And is this true? I mean, he's 6'6"?
Yeah. They got real tall receivers. I mean, Mark Andrews is 6'5", Meade is 6'6", Dallas Todd is 6'4". I mean, that's some of the guys that they have. Carson Myers, 6'7". They've got tackles that are 6'9". I know, they look like a basketball team more than a football team. But, Jeffrey Meade had a great spring game, and Jeffrey was a three-sport star at Union High School and one of the best players in the state. And the thinking is that he would take off once he started concentrating on one sport. And last year he came into training camp. He earned the first wide receiver off the bench, played in the first two games, and then all of a sudden we didn't see him the rest of the year. I'm not sure why Coach Norvell at that time decided not to play him, but he went in a different direction. But here's Meade, and he got it started off early in camp where he dropped a few passes, but he got better and better, and Saturday he had a chance to really show his ability, and he's a real, real talented athlete. And he could have scholarshiped in three different sports, and he's just going to get better and better as they keep going along.
Outstanding. James Hale has been with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. And James, we'll stay in touch and talk to you here in the next couple of weeks, okay?
Look forward to it, E. Thank you.
Absolutely. Have a great weekend. Much more tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. As always, stay close and join us online at E Radio Sports. We will be right back with much, much more.